Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hanalka Toth with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. August 23rd is the day of remembrance for victims of Stalinism and Nazism. The date was chosen because of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, the non-aggression pact between the USSR and Nazi Germany, was signed on this day in 1939. The crowd gathered to pay their respects in Budapest at the Shoes on the Danube Bank Memorial, then walked to the House of Terror Museum. The head of the Remembrance Committee for Political Prisoners and Malenki Robot Workers, deported to the USSR, Zoltán Balogh, said that the victims' sin was that they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. They were Hungarians, Germans and Jews. We have to remember them because if we didn't, we would be denying the past and the tragedy. Police regularly inspect train stations that fall onto the normal routes of migrants. Police action had to be taken last night at Keleti train station. Officials halted and took hundreds of migrants off of a train. Hungarian State Railways MAV communicated that the Imre Kálmán train headed to Munich through Vienna was held up for about 4 hours at Keleti because there were much more people on the train than its maximum capacity. Also traveling on the train was Csaba Böjte, Franciscan monk, on his way to a belated August 20th celebration in Switzerland. Father Böjte told M1 in Zurich he didn't see much of the operation, but thought all in all that officials handled the situation calmly.
I think that the world is changing so that now people can leave Pakistan and Afghanistan, even Syria, and it seems that they are giving it a try. I don't really know what will come of it all, but I was really surprised that underground passageways in Budapest were filled to the brim around Keleti train station. There are a lot of young and old people, people with their families, children. They are all looking for a way to go further west.
The children of refugees from the war zone and those participating in the counter-terrorism operation, altogether 607 Ukrainian children, came for a summer vacation to the Valenta lakeside. Each group stayed for a week, and the last group of 60 children returned to Ukraine on Sunday. The holiday was funded by the Hungarian government, social organizations, and the Ukrainian Minority Council of Hungary.
This is a significant humanitarian gesture because these are not just any children. They arrived to Hungary from difficult conditions. Many of them are orphans who lost their parents in the Eastern Ukrainian battles. And you can see that these children are worn out mentally. Our experience is that when they come back from the vacation, it's like they are completely different children. They are happy and smiling.
Folk singers, folk artists, dancers and guardians of our traditions received the Folk Art Master Award this year. The award was handed out to 10 creators who contributed to the conservation of Hungarian folk art and traditions with their work.
Két és fél hónap, a legkevesebb időm, mint kivárunk. Két kézzel Rámán.
Mrs. Csibi shows the traditional overcoats called szűri in Hungarian. She hand-sewed herself. She receives orders all from the country, from Transdanubia in the west, all the way to Transylvania. This year she is one of the handicrafters to receive the Folk Art Master Award. She said that she's been embroidering for almost 60 years now, and she still finds it difficult to say goodbye to each and every piece. I really love them. By the time you finish sewing, you love them as a child, she said. Not only folk artists, but folk dancers, singers and masters practicing folk traditions also received the award. There is a room for our folk culture in our everyday life, said the Minister of Human Resources at the award ceremony. Zoltán Balogh added that those who receive the award protect the art and traditions that make us Hungarians unique and individual, and that the wisdoms of folk culture are useful to the today's people as well. And that's why it's important that our folk art and traditions be present in our schools.
The Budapest Operetta and Musical Theatre is on tour all around the country. So far they've visited every large city in the countryside, but they've also been to Germany and Latvia. Altogether, 65,000 people were interested in their performances during the summer season.
Almost 400 people attended the musical version of Shakespeare, A Midsummer's Night's Dream, performed in Boya. Most viewers had seen the piece before already, but the spirit of the performance was still able to engage everyone. The Budapest Operetta and Musical Theatre has been on tour all around the country this summer, performing from Sopron to Debrecen through all the festival cities. The director general of the company said that they expect a similarly huge crowd to next week's season finale on Saturday, the Csárdás Queen. We will finish off this year's summer season here in Baja with the 100-year-old Csárdás Queen. We actually just added it all up. In the summer season, we took the stage in 12 cities with 42 performances in all. About 65,000 people purchased tickets, said the director general. The capital's music theater is celebrating the 100th anniversary of Imre Kalman's most well-known and most played piece. The piece has been on the repertoire since May, with back-to-back performances. The author's daughter, who lives in the US, is proud that her father's work is still popular and trusts that the next generations will also enjoy it. I think that Imre Kalman is one of the best export articles that's been in Hungary, and it's really important to me that his masterpiece is still alive and generations to come will listen to it and hopefully enjoy it as we do now, she said. The Budapest Operetta Musical Theatre is organizing a gala on the exact anniversary of Csárdás Királynő in November to celebrate the popular operetta.
Hungarian films won two awards at the film festival in Sarajevo. László Nemes Jeles's film, Son of Saul, received recognition from the fictional category's judges. In the documentary category, Tamás Almási's Titita won the International Panel Special Award. After the success in Cannes, Hungary has chosen Son of Saul as our nomination for foreign language film at the Oscars. Dorina Horváth from Senna and her horse Kader Tokyo won the Kaposvár pre-race of the National Gallop. She and the two runner-ups will definitely be at the final in Budapest in September. The Somogy County seat organized the pre-race for the fourth time this year, and a record 17 cities or villages entered the race. The organizers said that the gallop has rejuvenated the equestrian life in the region, and more children are learning to horseback ride.
One last horse alignment, and this horse was ready for the Kaposvár pre-race of the National Gallop. First, however, the horses were inspected according to strict criteria. We inspect the horses' pedigree so that the horses racing all abide by National Gallop's competition rules, said the head organizer. Not only the inspection of the horses unique, but their preparation is as well. This is a sprint run, so most important is that the horse's lungs be okay, and also his muscles have to be prepared and his stamina. We try to sprint as few times as possible beforehand. The organizers find that the National Gallop has enlivened the region's equestrian lives. Since the pre-races first started in 2012 in Kaposvár, more and more young people have settled up. Local adolescents can hardly wait to reach 18 years of age so that they can take part in the noble rivalry, said the organizer. The events are animated by traditional performances. The mayor of Kaposvár said that the thousands of people coming out to the stables prove that the gallop is not only a great event, but also as a big community-building power.
The Hungarian kayak canoe selected team won the largest number of quota places at the Olympic Qualification World Championships in Milan, 15 to be exact. In today's finals, Hungary won 1 gold, 5 silver and 2 bronze medals.
Hungarian teams won 3 silver medals in the Olympic qualifications. The Szabó-Kozák Fazekas-Zur Karas women's kayak team on 500 meters rode well on the course, but the Belarusian kayak took a start-to-finish win, thus breaking the Hungarian team's winning streak starting in 2009. The ladies earned the Olympic quota with second place, but were nonetheless somewhat disappointed when looking back at the race. The Kammerer Tóth Kulifai Pauma men's team also won silver on 1,000 meters. They came up well near the end, but the Slovakian team still took first place. The Vasbányai Mike duo also performed well, winning second place on the canoe 1,000-meter course. The team sped up magnificently in the last 100 meters, and in the end they were a breath away from the first place.
And that was all from our team here today at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. as always. Thanks for watching and good night.